Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is 21 July 2021. And I know the Bucks just won the NBA championship last night, but we've been talking about that all morning. I want to talk about motorcycles. We just, actually our boss just rolled in on his motorcycle. I don't know, is that a Harley? I think it is a Harley.
Okay, if you say so.
How do you feel about motorcycles? I mean, I've never owned one. I would never own one. Not that I'm afraid of them, but I'm afraid of them, quite honestly. I know too many people that have been too seriously injured or killed on motorcycles. There's no chance in HE double hockey sticks that ever have one. Give me four wheels, not two. I mean, they're cool.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I like them. I've driven one before, long, long time ago, but that was more in a parking lot. I've never been out on the roadways.
Yeah.
I think they're cool. I'd like to have one, but I think I'd kill myself. I really do. Just, you know, driving too fast, doing whatever, I think I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've actually never driven a real full-size motorcycle. When I was a little kid, a little mini bike, you know, a little 80cc mini bike or something, but I've never actually driven a full-size motorcycle.
I've done it a couple of times, cool. I like the wind in my hair, or back in the day when I had hair.
Right.
But I will never own one, and while my kids are living under my roof, they'll never own one. And Gabby better not date a boy that has one.
No,
how about that?
Well, that's
How about that?
Pretty good point.
When you live out, when you no longer live under my roof, my rules. That's what moms and dads do. Then you're on your own, right?
Solidified it for me. Do you remember, and I know you do, this is probably 10 years ago, maybe a little less, when we went down to the Bucks game with the, we rented the bus and
we did the
thing with listeners and we went down to the Bucks, we had the suite from Miller Lite.
Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Or Fox Sports, right. That night, coming home that night on the bus, I got a text or I got a message that I needed to call one of my friends, one of my childhood friends, this girl I've known forever. It's the girl who has the daughter who's going to play maybe in the Olympics that went to Clarkson, played hockey. Yeah, that I talk about a lot.
Yep.
Her parents have Packer season tickets. Grew up down the street from me. I've known her since we were five. Her husband died in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
That night is when I found out about it. And that, I mean, I was already pretty much anti-motorcycle before that, but that just kind of sealed it for me. I'm like, man, there's no effing way.
I will say this, the way some people drive on the highway, that's the big thing. I'm surprised. Well, I'm not talking about cars. I'm talking about motorcycles.
The way motorcycles drive?
Some of the people drive their motorcycles. I'm like, I'm surprised you're not dead yet.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw it. I saw, you know, you go out on the interstate even too. In my drive down to South Carolina, there's guys out there driving crazy. Traffic is stopped. They're weaving in and out of everybody. It's like, I know how that guy's going to die.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And even with the way people driving cars today.
That's the other part. You might be the safest motorcycle driver in the world, but you don't know what the other guy's doing in that car.
And sometimes they're hard to see.
And I know. Look, I know they're cool and they're probably a lot of fun, but if you have one, put a helmet on at least. It might save your life. I'm not telling you not to. You can do what you want to do, but personally,
I really like motorcycles. I like them, but they just seem dangerous.
A little too dangerous for me.
And I would not survive well if I had one.
And, you know, around here, with Harley being what it is,
in
Milwaukee product, you know, and it's
a middle of Wisconsin tradition.
Everybody that has a bike pretty much has a Harley, and they're loud, and they like them that way.
It's part of the coolness.
As they rumble down the street.
Part of the coolness. Part of the coolness, man.
Part of the coolness. Yeah, I guess it is. Well, if you have a bike, be safe as you can out there. Please be careful and wear a helmet. It's not that big a deal, right? We still have no. In case you're listening from out of state. No helmet law here. You can still ride without a helmet.
We don't?
No.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You don't have to wear a helmet here.
I guess if I see people not wearing a helmet, that means a no helmet law.
Yep. A lot of states do. Wisconsin still doesn't. All right. That's it.
Wow, motorcycles today.
Motorcycles.
Once again, just branching out.
Why not?
In our topic.
Did you ride them as a little kid? Did you ever have a dirt bike or anything?
No.
I didn't ever had one myself. One of my friends had one, and I used to like riding it, but my parents didn't like when I rode it.
The only dirt
so
bike
I
had,
not tell them.
The only dirt bike I had was the pedal dirt bike.
Oh yeah,
make enough jumps and crashes and burns. You know the influence of Evel Knievel at the time. I wonder.
Hey, you want to hear Evel? You want to hear Evel Knievel's story?
That.
Okay, I loved Evel Knievel as a kid, and you probably watched him too.
Of
didn't
course,
everything.
Who didn't? When he was on ABC Wide World Sports,
exactly.
Who didn't watch?
Exactly,
it was must. TV.
Yeah, so here's what I used to do. I used to ride my... First of all, you remember the big wheel? The kid's big wheel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had a big wheel. I actually had three of them because I ruined two of them because I used to jump my big wheel because of Evel Knievel. So back in these days, we had a milk box. Remember the days of the milk box? You'd have a milk box on your right outside your door, and milk would get delivered to your house, and they put it in the milk box. It was insulated. It was like a thermos. Well, I'd take the milk box, and they'd put a piece of plywood on it and created a ramp and then put something underneath it. And I used to jump my big wheel over it.
Sure.
I put on football equipment or a chest. I had a chest protector, shin guards, and a football helmet. And that was my padding. And I broke two of my three big wheels. I broke the wheel off until my dad, you know, my dad's like, that's it. This is the last one. You get no jumping or you're done. I'm like, okay, so I didn't jump that one. But by that time, I started jumping my bicycle. And I did the same thing, putting all the gear on.
Mm-hmm.
And it would jump over, like, garbage bags and stuff, trash bags full of grass or whatever. And so if I hit the bags, it didn't hurt or anything. And then if I crashed, I had the equipment on. But, yeah, I used to do that. That was all Evel Knievel. That was
absolutely. Well, we lived across the street. My neighbors lived before they built houses over there. There was a vacant lot or several. And we would build BMX. You know, you'd just build a BMX
build a little track
around there and jumps and all that stuff. And we lived across the street on a lake. And... it would be a hill kind of down on each side of the house, down to the lake, and then kind of flat. It was a walkout basement. Well, we had a shoreline with boulders, rocks, into the lake. Well, we would make a jump off of one big boulder with the wood, and we'd ride our bikes down off the jump into the water.
Oh, nice. Well, you just let go of the bike?
Well, I think you let go, land, whatever. But, you know, and it wasn't very deep, so you'd fish out the bike and go back to the top of the hill and ride it down again.
That could be painful.
It could be. I don't, you know, again, this was Minnesota, so I'm less than 12. That's how I determine everything, how
sure.
old I am.
Yeah.
So I didn't move to Colorado until I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. But Evel Knievel, I'm sure, had a big influence on the things we did as, you know, motorcycles and... treating our bikes like motorcycles.
Exactly. One of my favorite toys, still to this day, was my Evel Knievel toy. That he was on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
You put the motorcycle in this little hand, like a stand, and you cranked it up, and it got that back wheel going, and then you hit a release, and the motorcycle took off.
By the way, somebody did that with the old Evel Knievel. You should try to Google it and see if you can. It was either on a TikTok or just on Twitter. A guy did an Evel Knievel jump that was totally awesome with that motorcycle thing.
Oh, yeah.
With the toy.
Yeah.
It was great. Look, I mean, think about the influence, because what did you do with your bike? You got cars and you put them into spokes because you didn't want it, because it sounded like a motorcycle.
Yep. You got it.
Anyway. Wow, what a stroll down memory lane.
Okay, now we're done. Now you can listen to the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. We start at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.